Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you ever go to a celebration of life event for someone who passed away? It's different than a funeral.
No. Mm-mm.
So I've been to one before. Mary McKenna's husband, when he passed away, there was a celebration of life.
So what's the difference?
It's I guess it's more lighthearted, if that makes sense. You know, there's pictures and there's...
Maybe I'm being morbid.
Stories.
Is the casket there?
No.
Okay.
At this particular time, no. And it's more you're talking about the person and what they meant to you in their life.
Is it at a bar?
Mary's was not. I was surprised because that's...
It should would be the best thing.
And it's funny. I was at one over the weekend, and the man who passed away, Rick Grimm, I used to coach against him in baseball years ago, and this guy would destroy my team every time. My one goal was, got to beat Rick Grimm once. And I never could. I mean, he's
shocked.
Excellent. Well, we had a bad team.
Shocked.
Which, by the way, while I was there,
it's a reflection of the coach.
Yeah. Well, the celebration of life thing. It had the standings for this season. The team I used to coach is still way at the bottom. But what they did was kind of cool because that was his life, was Little League baseball as a coach.
Yeah.
They had it at the Little League field where we all were. So you'd have people, as they came in, instead of signing a book, you were signing home plate. There was a home plate that they were going to, I guess, put somewhere and a scorebook and things like that. And then all the pictures, you know, of Rick throughout his life and his kids. And then people got up and spoke and someone sang.
That's beautiful.
Really, it was a beautiful event. I never had it. But Michelle and I got talking then on the way home. And it's like, well, that's amazing. But what do we do when we go away? Like, you know, and you'd never think about that. But, you know, what would you do? Although you said a bar. I think I'm all about the bar.
I think that would be great. I would love, and I don't mean this the way that it's going to sound, but
plant me now.
I would love to sit around and talk about your life and have drinks and tell funny stories about you.
Yeah, I'd like to be there too, but I'll be there in spirit, I guess. No, but I would like that. I would like, you know, that kind of thing.
I picture you looking down from heaven at people that you don't actually want there that show up going, oh, why is that guy there?
Why is he there? Why? Freddie, would you like a celebration of life somewhere?
Yeah, man. I celebrate life every day. I have a celebration of life.
Yeah. Where would yours would be in Westside?
Gentlemen's
West Side?
Club. No. Yeah. Or somewhere in West Side, definitely.
Or Gentlemen's Club. West Side.
Right. Yeah, you have the funeral and stuff for your family and this, that, and the other. And then for you know, the rats kicking around the dumpster, you go down.
Yeah.
People from the other side, you got to take care
of
everybody.
How you didn't even miss a beat.
Nope.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.